You made the decision. You stuck with God, first of all, went to him. He put his desires in your heart. Then you made the decision, and then you moved forward. Now, you moved forward with faith because you didn't know what was there. There was nothing there, right? But you just made the decision. And then God filled in the blank spaces, and that's what we ask God to do. The blank spaces in our lives where things don't seem to be productive, where things don't seem to be happening, then we ask God to fill those spaces with his works, with his things and his good pleasure for our life so that we can be happy. And God wants us to enjoy this life. He really does. He wants us to do everything with joy, not with sadness, not with a heavy heart. How am I going to do this? How are the laborers going to come? Where's the finances coming from? The whole point of everything is that God wants us to trust him, to depend upon him, to rely upon him, to seek him with all of our heart, to sit down with God and say, Father, what is my direction? Now, the direction can come through what God has put in your heart. He put thoughts and ideas. He gives you wisdom, knowledge, and joy. And then as you receive those words, it's just deciding to act upon those things to do them. And then also the direction comes through your connection with where you're being fed, where you're being encouraged, where God has you connected. God can speak very, very loudly through those things, through that connection. He does for me, and I know he does for others that also connect to me. And, you know, there's God would just show you, you know, when you receive the words gladly, you're not doubting what's being said because you wouldn't receive them gladly. If you're like, if you're doubting about questions, or what about this? I was taught this. Then how are you receiving the words of encouragement to you gladly? So when we receive the words gladly with a humble and meek heart, putting away our own knowledge and ideas of what we think we know and understand, and then trust those heavenly words, God's ideas, God's thoughts that are being energized and generated within someone that's encouraging you or through a sharing or what he's putting in your own heart. Sometimes you might dismiss your own thoughts because you think it's, well, that's not the way I was taught or understood it to be. But God is different. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And he's got great things for every single one of us. And it's just making up our minds to go to God, to trust him with all of our hearts, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him in the things that you're doing. No, keep him first. Bring him in on the scene and ask God to arrange perfect open doors for you. You know, the biggest thing that we can do is pray for laborers because there's many out there. They're ready. There's people ready. But we got to be ready to speak. We got to be in that place and position in our hearts and minds and our devotion to God to do and execute what he's showing us to do. And it might be totally different from what everybody else understands and thinks that we should do. So God's not looking for us to conform to other people. And he's not looking to us to conform to this world, but to conform to what he's showing us, to receive his word and to execute it. So whatever God's putting in your heart, you might not have any kind of direction in the world, but God wants you to go in a certain direction in this world. He's putting something in your heart, but you're not sure. You're uncertain, but he's pulling it there. The thought's not going. Then you just start to move in that direction. It's as you move out, the waters part. It's as you move out, then devils begin to flee. You know, procrastination is a killer. You know, we don't want to procrastinate. But the ideas and the thoughts that he's generating within you through that inspiration, that's where we want to move forward to. And we want to put aside our own ideas, you know, from what we learned before, because where has it got you? You know, where has it really got you? There's things that we learned that's got us to certain places, but it stopped, it dried up. So what do we do when the river dries up? We move on to the next river. We find the next river, right? But we're going to God. He will navigate us to where everything is flowing with milk and honey, like he navigated the children of Israel through the wilderness. They wasn't ready to receive it. They want humble. They want meek. God humbled them. He needs a humble heart. That's the ground that God can work within. He works within the ground of a humble heart. A farmer can sow his seeds when the ground is plowed, when it's, you know, in the fallow ground, all the weeds and the stones, everything's been prepared for the seed to be received. So God works with, he works with humble people. Humbleness is a dependency upon God, not upon our knowledge of what we know and what we don't know or who we know. But it's who we know, which is God, that we trust him. And then we have great joy and rejoicing because we can see through our obedience to the Father, then these wonderful doors have opened. And so God wants you to move with him. He really wants you to depend upon. Don't worry about what anyone else is telling you. If God is putting something in your heart to do, then you obey God rather than men. And we ought to obey God rather than men. And if God is showing you something, it doesn't matter if anybody else, even someone respected, is telling you something different. You know when God is putting something in your heart. And many times God has put stuff in my heart and it's been, well, you shouldn't do that. But I done it because I knew that God was showing me. This flight, I knew that I would go in that Taj Hotel in Mumbai. Everyone was telling me, we don't let people in. You can't go in. No, it's a holiday. There's too many people. We don't let people in over the weekend. I said, I'm coming in. And nothing's going to stop me. Nothing's going to stop me. All heaven and hell had to bow to that desire and faith because it was energized by God. God put the desire in my heart for a star. So it wasn't generated by me. I thought it might have been a little bit because I liked the hotel, right? But there was a great lesson learned there that our words supersede the words of this world. Our God's logic supersedes the logic of the world. No, Satan is the God of this world. And he's deceived the whole world through his lies and his deceiving and his narratives. Everything that he's saying through the news meters, through the old man natures of other people, through the setup of the world. He's deceived the whole world, you know, with his words. And he's put people in fear and worry and doubt. You cannot be successful. You cannot do this. You cannot do that. Well, my God says I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. God is working. God is energizing in me the things that he wants me to do. And I can do those things. Whatever God says I can do, I can do. If I can leap over a wall, run through a troop, I can leap over a wall, run through a troop. But it's because of God's words. God has given that energy, that life-giving energy within me, that determination and that direction. So we follow the direction of God in those things. So we want to be careful what we listen to. Jesus said, be careful what you listen to, what you let get down in your heart. If someone says you can't do something, then you start believing that. Many a times, you know, with different jobs, well, you need this qualification, Lawrence. You didn't go to school. You haven't got no qualifications. You've got no chance. But faith said to me that I do have a chance. God said to me that with him, all things are possible. So I can remember one time when I was in my 20s, there was where there's the hospital in Bristol, there was a big supermarket. And I was only 21, 22. And really, to be quite honest with you, I wasn't qualified for the job. But I said to Kim, I'm going to apply for that. She said, you won't get that. I said, you watch, I'll get that job. Anyway, I went in and I got the job. And it was a manager's position on the grocery section. So you have to order stock and all this type of stuff, replenish and rotate and calculate and cost the year and cost the month and cost the week. And I said, I could do all that. And I sold myself, you know, because I had faith I could do it at that time. But when it actually came to the job, I didn't go because I knew I couldn't do it. But I probably could have done it and winged my way through it, but I just didn't have the confidence. But see, like God has worked with Becky to build her confidence to the place where she is now, got her own business. She stepped out in faith. She began. And that's all we need to do is begin. We may not know everything about what we're going to be doing to the aim of the goal that we're moving towards. But as we go, God fills in the empty spaces. So it's the empty spaces that stop people from doing things with God. You know, so when we just move with God, move at the direction of God, we don't know people's responses. If we go and visit, for an example, somewhere, I don't know what people's responses are going to be, but I know that the door's open, so I just move through that door. So it's walking by faith. And that's what God wants us to do every day, walk by faith. And he wants you to pray for laborers. He wants you to have your own field. Everyone on here can have their own ready-to-go laborers, their own field. everyone on here can have their own leaders meeting. In India, they encourage people now, you've got fellowship, now you begin your leaders meeting, back-to-back leaders meeting. Now, they may not have everyone there to do a back-to-back leaders meeting, but as they begin, as they receive those words and they just begin to execute, then God starts to send the laborers, the empty space. Where the empty space is, you've made it available to God, and now God can fill that empty space up with laborers. So you've got a home, you've got a nice big living room, and if you put your heart to God and you desire, like God can give you his desires, start a fellowship. You on your own, all by yourself, start it. And then just begin. Teach the walls. I've done it myself. And then God will see that desire, that passion, that faithfulness, and he rewards those that are faithful. Not perfect, but faithful. Faithful to pursue God. Faithful to desire the things of God. There's nothing else worth living for, you know? If the only things we're living for is to make a living and to make sure our family's all right and we're all right. And what else is there? A little holiday here, a little holiday. Well, you can have the lot. God says you can have the lot. Jesus Christ paid his life so that we can have the fullness of heaven, because it's within us and we are as he is. When we stand before God, we are as Christ. There's nothing that he's going to withhold from you when your mind and your words are lined up with what God is saying and we're speaking these truths. We are saying that the impossible is possible because God is our Father and he's given us Holy Spirit. You can have many thousands of laborers. Do you desire them? Do you want them? I want them. So what do I do in the meantime? I just begin. I've done this. It was me and Kim. We opened up our home and then God started to send. He started to open up the doors. This is going back when we was younger, when I was 20. We had no one. And I wanted to do a fellowship. And my minister at the time said, well, you've got to go and speak. So I did. Because I was hungry. You got to be hungry. If you're hungry, you'll be fed the things that you need. So if you desire it, if you desire to do your fellowship and you want to begin it, then if you're hungry for it, God will bring the people, the resources, everything that you need to begin. Because life's going quick. So what do you want? What has God called you to do? You need to go to God for that. Yeah, we're all called to preach. We're all called to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the dead. We can all do that, but there's specific purpose for you. God has a plan and he has a purpose for your life. What is the plan and purpose for your life? The only way you'll ever know that is by seeking God with all your heart and being willing to do what he's putting in your heart to do. That's how you find your purpose. So the purpose is to live unto God. The purpose is to bring many people from darkness to light by letting God arrange the open doors, the people that he puts in front of us. If he energizes you to speak to them, then you speak to them. We don't have to do a witnessing program. We don't have to speak to everything that moves. So, you know, we might do that to satisfy our own heart, but that's not God's way. What's God's way? What's God's logic? What's God's thoughts on the things? God says, I will send the laborers. I will do the things. You just obey me. And so when God told the prophet to speak to the dry bones, God gave the direction for what he should do. All the prophet had to do was speak to the dry bones, right? And then it became living. Things become real. All they had to do was be obedient to God to enter into the promised land, but they got afraid of the giants. See, lots of us have had giants in our life. Things, you know, we've gone in, there's the promised land there, and, you know, we can have this great life with God, we can have all this great success, but then the giants come in the way in, and if we look at the giants, then we'll either stay in the desert or we'll slay the giants by moving in faith and taking captive of what is our promised land. So, you know, God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. But it does take commitment to God. You're not going to get anywhere. No one likes that word, but you know what? It's one of the best words in the whole wide world. A commitment from your own personal heart to your personal God, Jehovah. And that, Father, I will do what you show me to. Once I know it's from you, no one's going to stop me from doing it. And you've got to have that tenacity that no one's going to stop you. And Father, if it isn't of you, then you quickly show me so I can get back onto the things that you want me to do. So we don't let our carnal mind get in the way. We reckon it dead. We're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. You know, and your situation doesn't have to stay the same. In fact, your situations are going to change from this night forth if you receive these words gladly. Because God wants you to move forward. So now God's going to start showing you what he's got for you. He's going to start putting these desires in your heart from this night forth. Receive these words. And he's going to start showing you the direction to move in. And if you obey God on that, then you will see the great land of promised land flowing with milk and honey. The laborers, the joy, the happiness, the fellowship. Stop letting the lesser things stop the things of God in your life. Stop worrying about other people. Even if it's your partner, you don't worry about what they got to say. Once you know God is showing you, then you set your face like a flint, you stay focused, and you execute that thing. And God will vindicate you in front of anyone, any knockers, any doubters, anyone that doesn't understand. He will vindicate you and he'll promote you in front of them, and they will listen. In other words, God will humble the people that are standing against you. He will remove them out your way, or he'll humble them to join you. Because God wants all man to be saved. God wants all man to come to the knowledge of the truth. God is a loving, great, powerful God. And he's with you. And he's for you. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. What stops you is when you listen to the world, when you listen to this traditional teaching and this favorite teacher or this great orator over here. It's not about them, guys. It's about what is God saying? What is God's logic? You got the world's logic, you got God's logic. And God wants us to speak his heavenly words. That's the logic we need. And those heavenly words will come in the form of doctrine, how to believe rightly, reproof when not believing rightly, correction back to believing rightly, that the man of God might be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. That's how the word come. The holy man of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. We are doing the same thing today. Okay, we are continuing in that book of Acts on a higher level now, because God doesn't keep the things the same. He supersedes and abounds everything. So, if you want to be blessed, obey God. If you want to excel forward now, receive these words gladly. Focus on in. Don't let anything else distract you. Get rid of the distractions now. The worries, the fears, the doubts of other people, even in the relationships. You do what God shows you, and here bless you and the people that may be hindering you, right? Here change them around. And I'm a first-hand witness of these things. Many people that didn't agree with me, I stayed faithful. Not perfect, but I stayed faithful to do what God was showing me, and I won through because God caused me to triumph. Because I live from the place of triumph. I live from the right hand of God. I live from the mouth of God. Every word that's proceeding out of the mouth of God. When I connect to my minister, I don't second guess. I don't question. Because I receive them as the words of God. And that's how I receive it. And it becomes effective in me. The understanding comes. The enlightenment comes. As I execute it. As I practice it. So the first things are first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and whatever endeavor you're doing, whether it's a business venture, like Becky's just started out in a business venture, whether it's, open up a gold mine or going fishing, whatever you're doing, seek God first. Be successful in everything you're doing. When you go fishing, catch the best fish. Every time I go fishing with Sanga, he catches the best fish. And he's just chilled. He's just chilled. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get the biggest fish. But I get the little like tap and he gets the big shark, you know, and I've seen it so many times. We fished in Finland and other places together. So, and he always gets great fish, you know, cause he trusts God. So like we trust God in everything. God, you make me successful. You let me catch the good fish now today and let me be a blessing. And I just thank you for building my faith, even in this little thing. Father, you bless and multiply my finances. I've honored you because you what you want me to do, and I'm so happy to do it. So now you multiply. I want to see a big difference in my finances. Father, I'm praying for laborers. Now I expect them. I know they're there. I know you're not withholding any good thing from me because I walk uprightly. And that's the other thing, walking uprightly. You can't live a double life. You're either walking uprightly or not. You're either moving with God or you're not. So we got to be all in this, and we're all in it together, and we can all encourage one another. And all of you on here are fantastic. So if you want to prosper, you got to receive these words gladly. You know, you've got to receive the heavenly words. You know, you prosper according as your soul prospers, your will, your mind, and your emotion. And it comes from the heavenly direction. We receive it and run with it. If you think, nah, right, you know, I don't agree with that, well, then carry on. You're free. Everyone's free. You can have your own opinion. I rather have God's opinion. I rather walk by faith, receive the words gladly, and then see the fruit. Because I want to see the fruit. I said to God, I want to see the fruit in what I'm learning, what I'm receiving, and what I'm executing. You need to give me fruit. If I'm not seeing the fruit, I'm not doing it. Because then obviously something's not of you, or I'm doing something wrong, and you need to show up my lack of understanding, or my heart's not in the right place. You need to align me. And you do the work. It's God doing the work. Grace is God does the work. I can't make anything happen. I really can't, nor can you. But God can make it happen when we submit to him. So God wants you to be encouraged this day. You're all in a great place. And as I was talking with my minister at the weekend, he was saying it's really important to God that we manifest his wealth. Because we should be ruling and reigning in this life. The world is ours. Even though Satan's the god of this world, we are super succeeding Satan. He's under our feet. And we're complete in Christ. And God has given us all things so that we can really enjoy them. And devils are running. Listen, when you walk in a room knowing who you are, devils will flee. And if they try to challenge you, cast them out. Because you've got that authority. So speak what you want. What do you want? You want a successful business and you want God in it? And that's what you say. I have a successful business and God is right behind me. I've invited him in. I've made God my partner in my business. I've made God partner in my relationships. I made God partner in this fellowship. You know, he's my partner. I'm a fellow worker together with God. And I'm a winner because God's doing all the work. It's a no-brainer. God's doing the work. It's not me. I'm not so special. And I'm not, but God is everything. And he wants to really work for you. So have in your mind tonight that God really wants to work for you. Have in your mind tonight, when you take away what I've shared with you, is that your future is going to change for the better. That God is arranging things and he's going to build your faith, just like he worked with Moses, just like he worked with Abraham, just like he worked with Jesus and the disciples, giving them great encouragement. Extraordinary things are going to begin to happen for you now. If you receive what I'm saying, the word's got to be believed. If you don't believe it, it won't happen for you. Simple as that. God made it very simple. So you have great authority and your words frame your world for good or for bad. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So what are you going to speak? What are you going to declare? In fact, what are you going to think within your heart? Because it's not just about speaking it out. It's what's in your heart. That also has an effect. You've got to think of yourself this way. You've got to think of it. Be a little bit, I think sometimes I say to Kim, faith is like arrogant at times. It seems like someone's arrogant. But it's not, because they just know who they are. They're not arrogant. They just know, you know, from the spiritual level, they know where it's going to be. And so it seems arrogant, but it's not arrogant. It's tenacity. It's faith. It's, no, I am resolute and I'm certain. I'm 1,000% clear. So we are going to be successful. God is going to send you the labors. Don't worry about your relationships. Don't worry about your finances. Don't worry where the labors are going to come from. They're on their way, baby. They're knocking at your door soon. And your empty living room will become a full living room. Okay, your empty area will become packed with wonderful labors from all over the world and from the local area. Because God will have his way and he will get you to see what he needs you to see. He will get you to speak because you know it's going to benefit you. And again, for prosperity, we honor God. For laborers, we pray to the Lord of the harvest. And the rest of it, we enter into his rest. We sit back and then every day, just do the simple things that you know that you need to do. Just do them and let God arrange everything else. Here's spark. An idea in your heart. He'll inspire you to go somewhere. If he does, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But we don't have to worry because the work is on God. We just got to be, say, like Isaiah, here I am, send me. I'm ready, Lord. I'll drop everything that I'm doing right now if you call upon me to do something, even if it's in the middle of what I'm doing. Even if I'm on holiday and you want me to go somewhere, I'll go. Have you got that type of mindset, or would you be too afraid to leave your family because they might have a go at you? Because I'm someone that I could be on holiday with Kim in my heart to go somewhere. I'll go there. That's, and Kim will verify that. That's the type of person I am. Because I'll never be settled in my mind. So I know how God works for me. Do you know how God works with you? Is he personal to you? Do you know him? And so this is a great thing to do, to really get and pray to him, really sit down with God, ask him to reveal to you the specifics for your life, the specific things that he wants you to do at this moment in time, because it can change down the road. So right now, what does God want you to do? Right now, what is your desire? Right now, do you know what you want? And if you don't, then you go to Daddy. Father, what is it that I want? What is it that you've got for me? Because it's not my will, but your will be done. So reveal to me and position me. And God's got an amazing way to show you the direction you need, just like Becky was saying. Like, she's so thankful you can hear it. You can hear it in her voice. You can see it in the work. And the, I mean, she's getting work coming in left, right, and center. And she honors God too. And she understands that important thing. And I think everyone on here does. So these are just wonderful reminders. Remember to just listen to what God is saying, not what the world is saying. Their logic is different to God's logic. So this is a few things that come up to my mind as I'm speaking.